Welcome to Take 5, Professional Development in 5 Minutes Daily. I'm your host, Dave Guymon, at Dave Guymon on the Twitters, and after the first week of school for me, my inbox is at zero. It's not because people don't ever send me emails, but instead because I've learned how to make my inbox organize itself so that I can read and respond as efficiently as possible. Regardless of whether you use Outlook, Gmail, iCloud, or others, all worthwhile email providers enable you to create rules or filters to automatically send all incoming messages to a specified folder instead of compiling them in a first-come, first-served manner in your inbox. While creating rules or filters is incredibly easy to do, not many email users understand how to do this, or that it is even an option, causing a lot of unnecessary time spent reading and responding to a lot of unnecessary emails. But with the use of rules or filters, along with subfolders in your inbox, you can be the manager of your own virtual mailroom. Examples of effectively utilizing rules and filters are creating a folder called Classroom Parents and assigning all emails that come from the parents on your classroom contact list to be sent directly to this folder. Likewise, you can create a folder titled Administration and have all emails sent from the main office filed into this specific folder as well. I've even set rules for people who notoriously send me chain mail and endless pictures of cats to automatically be sent to the trash so that I don't have to go to all the trouble of dragging it there myself. How are rules or filters created? It depends on your email provider. If you use Outlook, you can simply right-click on any email, select Create Rule, define the steps for Outlook to take when messages from a specific user are sent to you in the future, and voila! With iCloud, select a message and then click on the cogwheel in the upper right-hand corner of your screen, select Create Rule, and tell iCloud exactly what to do. If you are using Gmail, simply select a message, click on the More drop-down box at the top of your inbox, select Filter Messages like these, and program the orders that you wish Gmail to execute for you. As a classroom teacher, I had to keep records of a lot of email messages that had been sent to me in a school that didn't use Google Drive. By creating folders and rules for incoming messages, I was able to collect progress monitoring data reports for students attending special education, district-wide newsletters, changes to our school schedule, and inquiries from parents all in their own, separate identifiable folders. I was also able to segregate the messages that I received for life outside of school as well. Whether helping to plan a project, presenting at a conference, documenting feedback on my book and blog posts, I can assign related email messages to be sent to their own folders so that I can read them when I want to, in the order that I want to, instead of in the order of when they were sent to me. On top of organizing my inbox with rules and filters, creating automatic replies and batching my email helped me to focus on time in the classroom with my students during the time they were there with me instead of being interrupted by frequent email checkups. Automatic replies are messages that you can program in your email settings that automatically go out to anyone who emails you. You can have automatic replies go out only the first time a user sends you a message, or every single time someone tries to contact you via email. I customized my automatic replies to read, "Thanks for emailing me. I'm currently with my students right now, and will be reading all of today's emails and replying to them between 2:30 and 3 p.m. If this is urgent, and you need to get a hold of me right away, feel free to call the office. Otherwise, expect me to get your message as soon as my students have all gone home for the day." Did you notice that I only checked my email once for a 30-minute period each day? The automatic reply did away with unnecessary messages, cutting down the overall bulk of my inbox, and by setting aside a specific time that I was able to direct my complete attention to email, helped me to process it more effectively and efficiently. Life is a lot different in terms of checking my inbox as an online teacher, but as a classroom teacher, email was not a priority while I was with my students, and understanding how to get your inbox to work for you will help you to prioritize your workday too. That's Take 5, Professional Development in the Time It Takes to Pack a Sack Lunch. Thanks for listening and tweeting out the link to this episode. Be sure to subscribe to Take 5 in the iTunes Store for 3 new episodes delivered to you each week. See you in the interweb! We'll be right back.